My name is Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 31st of August 2009. Could you please state your name, your date of birth, and where you're from?
My name is Jason Meek. My date of birth is 9th of June 1970, and I'm from Malvern in Worcestershire.
So where did you first hear about the project?
I first heard about it online, basically. I've always been interested in Antti Gormley's work since The Angel of the North, and particularly the Tin Men on Crosby Beach, the project there. So I visited that a couple of times, and also visited some of his exhibitions in London, and been really interested in the uniqueness of what he's doing.
Yeah.
And the chance to take part in that was something that I was really interested in applying for, so I did.
Mm-hmm. And are you involved in the creative arts? Do you follow it?
I've done theatre before now, and I like comedy, and I mean, I like any sort of performing arts, really, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I've always been interested in music and that sort of thing, yeah.
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 And what inspired you to take part?
Really, Antti Gormley himself. As I say, the uniqueness of his work and the vision that he's got and what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Really interested in the human side of what he's trying to do, the fact that he's involving people, the fact that it's not just something where people stand and feel cut off from the performance. It's actually something they can get involved in, involve other people, and it's a very human thing, which is something that appeals to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you plan to do with your
art? What I'm doing, as I say, I come from Malvern in Worcestershire, which is where Edward Elgar is from and spent quite a lot of his time. So I'm going to be playing a bit of Elgar's music. I'm going to be waving a few flags, putting a few flags up, a few Union Jacks and a few St George's flags.
Mm-hmm.
And just really sort of celebrating that sort of side. And there's a little bit of history about Malvern as well, which I might try and communicate and try and get over. So it's a bit of a last night of the prom sort of thing, really, and a bit of flag waving and a bit of patriotism, really. So
mm-hmm.
which I hope sort of fits in with the view, the, you know, the idea of the project, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's a true representation of where we are with, you know, with the UK? Do you think it's
the project itself?
Yeah.
I think so. Very much. I think so. I think it's an ideal time, and I think. With the certainly in London, with the diversity, the cross section of people, and somewhere like Trafalgar Square is ideal, because it's a meeting place for people. It's a place where people congregate. It's a place where people stop and look and maybe contemplate. It's a little bit away. Well, it's still busy, but it's away from the hubbub of maybe of London, where you can't. It's you can stand and perhaps contemplate for a little while and meditate. And I think probably on the top of the plinth is somewhere that it's a unique place to be. Obviously, not somewhere that you'd normally be, and so a unique viewpoint on London and to see people. Yeah.
What are your hopes and fears about being up there? Expectations.
Just a little bit apprehensive about. The whole thing, really, and what it's going to be like up there. I'm not necessarily afraid of heights, but obviously it's a completely different viewpoint on London, a completely different aspect. But on the whole, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to being there. And I think really whatever you do on there is something unique, which is what Antti Gormley himself has said. It's whatever anybody does, whether they just sit and meditate for an hour, or whether they perform for an hour, it's a unique thing. And it's the fact that everybody is totally different, and everybody's going to come to this project with a completely different viewpoint, a completely different idea, and that's the wonderful thing about it, 2,400 people with 2,400 different ideas.
Yeah.
Could
you tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from, if that's...
Yeah, as I say, I'm from Malvern in Worcestershire, which is where I've lived pretty much all my life, really. I've travelled a fair bit, but... and I've worked in travel and worked abroad and different things, but I've always... come back to the same place, to be honest, and I've always regarded the UK as a whole as my home, and feel quite proud to be British, to be honest, without being jingoistic about it. I think I feel quite a pride in Britain, and I think there perhaps isn't enough of that, really. I think we should be more proud about what we have in this country. I think we're all too ready to do ourselves down and to look down on ourselves and to criticise and to knock people. And I think probably we should have a little bit more pride in what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Just being around London and the diversity, the way we accept so many different cultures and communities, and just at the Notting Hill Carnival this weekend, just a wonderful cross-section of things that with everybody getting on. And
mm-hmm.
so... I think that's, we should have a pride in what we've got in this country, and a pride in what we tolerate and what we and the way we embrace things. And mm-hmm. yeah,
so this is that perfect, you know, platform for you to
I think so, yeah, to be honest. And I think obviously I hope that lots of people from all different countries and backgrounds will see me up there. And
are you planning to interact as well, or is it?
I'm hoping to, yes. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to be able to. You know, it's quite noisy, I think, out there, and quite. But yeah, I'm quite planning to interact as much as I can. I've got a few things to just throw down to people, and obviously trying to make myself quite sort of noticeable up there with the flags and that sort of thing, and a bit of music. So really something for passing people to see, and I hope they'll see the flags and perhaps have a little bit of pride in Britain.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, with the credit crunch and the recession and everything else that's gone wrong in this country, perhaps in the last few months, perhaps, you know, it's a time that people can look and say, well, you know, we have got things that we can be proud of, and we've still got lots to offer, and there's great people and great things in this country still.
You mentioned travelling earlier. Whereabouts did you go to?
Travelled pretty much all over Europe. I've travelled to Australia and Asia and that sort of thing. So, working abroad and that really, yeah. So.
What were you working at?
I worked in hotels in Europe. I worked in the hotel trade in France and Germany. Mm-hmm. My trip to Australia really was pretty much a holiday really. I was just travelling around and having a great time, to be honest. So and experienced some of Asia, and I think it's a good thing to do that, to go away and travel and then come back and you see where you live with different eyes perhaps, and you perhaps appreciate things you didn't appreciate before, and you see things on a wider scale. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And back to like Anthony Bromley, is contemporary art, so do you, I mean, what is it about his work that really, what does it say to you?
I think a lot of art, whether it's literature, whether it's drama, whether it's anything really, I think some people feel intimidated by it. They feel that they can't access it. They can't, they can't get a handle on it. And I think that's a shame, because I think it's got a lot to say to a lot of people, whichever background they come from, and it's got a lot to offer. And I think Anthony Gormley appreciates that, and I think he embraces that, and I think he, as he has done with the fourth plinth, he gives people the opportunity to experience this for themselves, and to share things and to share emotions and feelings and experiences, which I think is what art is all about. I mean, yeah, it's fine, people can watch a play, look at a canvas, whatever, and they can appreciate the talent of an artist, but they're not necessarily involved in that art. And I think, as I say, the fact that Anthony Gormley can embrace people and include the inclusive nature really of his work is something that appeals to me, because I think that's what art should be saying to people really. And I think people shouldn't really be put off by whether it's opera or ballet or anything like that, think it's above them, or think it's not for them, or think it's, because I think it can say something to people from all walks of life and from all backgrounds. Yeah.
I think it's just being about being accessible, isn't it?
Totally. And yes, people might be afraid to walk into an art gallery or go to the theatre or go to a ballet or that sort of thing, but they can soar into Trafalgar Square, they can access all sorts of different performances, they can access all sorts of things that people are saying and trying to communicate. And I think that really is the message, and I think it's a very good message, and something that's certainly in this day and age we all need to be thinking about really, because people can become isolated and people can become very cut off from their experiences and that sort of thing. And I think something like this, sharing things, talking, communication is the biggest thing.
Going back to you, I mean, what would you say is most important in your life at the
moment? I think probably just humanity basically, and just working with other people. I do quite a bit of voluntary work and that sort of thing. And I think probably all through my working life the best experiences I've had are helping other people, sharing experiences with other people, and that goes for travelling as well really. When you perhaps in in a bit of trouble or you need a bit of help, finding people, talking to people, communicating with people, finding the generosity of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I think throughout life that's something that I found most rewarding, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's probably got me through more than anything else, really. It's not really a desire for money or material things. I think it really, at the end of the day, it comes down to humanity and people sharing things, really, and
mm-hmm.
people communicating, which maybe there's not enough of in this world.
Yeah.
It's easy to sit here and say it, but
I think there is a virtual reality, but you know, I think
yeah.
the one now, it's kind of, it's a shift
yeah.
in technology. It's kind of
yeah, I think people will communicate via the internet and MySpace and Facebook and all that sort of thing, and it's great that people do communicate, but I think the face to face, the one to one, is being lost, and those sort of skills are being lost, really. Yeah.
Mm.
It's,
mm.
Yeah.
And you mentioned voluntary work.
Mm.
What kind of, could you explain?
I've worked for charities in the past. I mean, I've helped with helping with the blind and helped with the deaf and that sort of thing. I've worked on a volunteer basis with young adults who've gone into trouble, and I've represented them in court and that sort of thing as an appropriate adult. So,
mm-hmm.
Done some youth work on that basis.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think it's really talking to other people. I think people can be tarred with the same brush. Everybody can be seen as having problems, but actually talking to those people, experiencing their individual problems,
mm.
and realizing the life that they're living can influence your opinions and can make you think differently about the thing. If you read the papers or you watch the news,
mm-hmm.
you can get a very biased, one-sided view of what's going on in the world, and it can be a very dangerous thing, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, and a lot of people are getting their opinions and getting their ideas from the media and from the printed media and from the broadcast media, and
mm-hmm.
And they're forming the basis of what they believe and how they feel on those things, which is not always a good thing, because
mm-hmm.
It's not always true, and B, it's often from a biased viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great if we had this project every month, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just a voice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, I mean, it's accessibility, and it's a chance for people to say things. Even just sitting here today, it's a chance for me to say things that I probably wouldn't necessarily say to anybody, you know. You tend to go along with the status quo and tend not to rock the boat. But as I say, it's that accessibility and that chance to have a voice and to have an individual voice and to stand out from the crowd, which is what I guess the project's all about, is an important one and an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, lastly, what is the main thing you'd say about yourself?
I think I'm a pretty thoughtful person, and someone who thinks about life, and someone who thinks that we could be living a better life, to be honest, and we could have a better society. I've got no answers and I've got no real solutions, and I don't think an hour on the plinth is going to solve anybody's problems, but I think it's certainly a step in the right direction.
Mm.
And I think even if people took an hour and stepped aside for a little while and maybe took an hour out to think about things and to look at things from a different viewpoint, it sounds a little bit corny, but I think it could help the world a little bit, and it could help society a little bit, because we're all rushed and cajoled into a certain space these days and a certain parameter. And I think rising above that sort of status and perhaps looking down on something or looking around and having a different view can be a very interesting thing and can make people think differently. And I'm sure a lot of people that probably all the people that have come off the plinth after an hour have thought differently had a really amazing experience. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think it's going to have an impact on you, you know, when you step off?
I think it will, one way or another. It's hard to say really what experience it will have,
mm-hmm.
But I think it will. I think it's bound to have an individual influence on everybody that goes up there,
mm-hmm.
and anybody going up there with any preconceived ideas. Yeah, so it's I'm quite excited about how I'll feel when I come down, really.
Yeah.
Well,
that's great. Thank you so much for the interview.
Pleasure. Very welcome. Thank you.